All right, this is Frank Maloney with Jim Hobgood and Michael Tusky. You're listening to Who's Talking, and we're entering our final segment here. Michael's going to give you a rundown of the sports highlights from Charlottesville.
All right, hey guys. The Virginia women's basketball team is now 11-8 overall and 0-3 in the ACC play. They lost to Georgia Tech 68-48 last Thursday and defeated Penn 54-45 at home on Sunday afternoon. Next, the Maryland Terrapins visit Charlottesville on Friday for an 8:30 p.m. tip-off. That game will be televised by Comcast Sportsnet. Later on this weekend, the dreaded Hokies of Virginia Tech visit John Paul Jones Arena at 2 p.m. Sunday. The Virginia wrestling team is now undefeated in the ACC competition after beating NC State 26-12 on Saturday at Memorial Gymnasium. They then routed VMI 41-3 and lost a close one to number 21-ranked Penn 18-15 on Sunday. The Cavaliers are now 13-5 in duels this season and next head to Chapel Hill this weekend to take on North Carolina at 5 p.m. on Friday. The number 1-ranked Virginia men's tennis team defeated 75th-ranked William & Mary 12-1 to open the season last evening in Charlottesville. Virginia won all 8 singles matches in straight sets and the top 4 doubles matches in the victory. Here's the amazing stat of the day that Hobbo and Frank and everyone agrees on. The win extended Virginia's school record home win streak to 75 consecutive matches. That's unbelievable. Up next, the Cavaliers host number 16, Illinois, at 6 p.m. on Friday at the Boar's Head Sports Club.
And also, I might add, they will retire the jersey for none other than Cavalier All-American Brian Vahely, who is a terrific player who seemingly just was playing just a few years ago, but he's retired from the pro circuit. Now, I believe he's a money manager or something, a portfolio manager.
I thought you were about to say they were going to retire my jersey. That's long overdue.
I must say, being the Uniontown Rifle.
That's it, absolutely.
We've got to get your jersey up there, Hobbo.
Just give folks a little update again on the Step Up to the Plate event January 29th.
Yes, John Paul Jones Arena, 5:30 p.m. This is a huge fundraiser. It's the 9th annual fundraiser to benefit Virginia baseball. Brian O'Connor, the head coach, and all the coaching staff will be there. It's a wonderful event. Live and silent auction items are used there. Game tickets, autographed memorabilia, and more. There's a big buffet barbecue dinner. Appearances by former Major League players and current Major League players and former Cavalier greats. The special guest speaker and keynote speaker is Bobby Valentine. It's always a big time. Saturday, January 29th, up at JPJ. And I know Coach O'Connor is looking forward to that, as always.
Yeah, and it's a really fun event. So if any of the Wahoos out there can go, please go and support our outstanding baseball team. A few moments from now, the Mighty Hoos tip it off up in Chestnut Hill against Boston College. And, of course, the game Saturday at noon against Georgia Tech at John Paul Jones.
All right, next week we have former UVA guard forward Mark Newlin. We've got former UVA wide receiver Fontelle Mines will be in the studio for a return visit. And we also have the Sabres recruiting guru Chris Horn coming back to give us an update on this past weekend's big recruiting effort.
And then coming up the week after that, we'll have Coach London on signing day briefly in an abbreviated show, and Lee Raker on Thursday, February 3rd, a special edition of Who's Talking. So some big folks coming, and look forward to all of those guests in the next couple of weeks.
Down the road, we've got swim coach Mark Bernardino and Phil Perdue, the great All-American swimmer. We've also got Brian O'Connor coming back on the 16th of February to give us a preview for the baseball season. And then later in February, on the 23rd, we have Coach Dom Starsha to come on to talk a little bit about lacrosse.
Spring sports are coming.
A
fun time in Charlottesville. So go Hoos tonight, see if we can steal one up there in Chestnut Hill, get a road victory, and then hopefully everybody will come out and support the ball club on Saturday and show what a great fan base we have to all those football recruits that will be at JPJ as well.
For the big game against Georgia Tech on Saturday at 12 noon at JPJ.
Thanks for listening.